morning. Welcome on this wonderful day that the Lord has given to us. It's Tuesday, June 18th. I can't imagine that June has progressed that far already. However, it's evidence that God is a keeper. He's kept us. He's brought us to this moment, to this day. And of course, we are rejoicing in it because it is a day that He has made, and we are rejoicing in it. What a gift that we are able to be in this day, Tuesday, June the 18th. You dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Yes. It's global. It's huge. And I'm so humbled that God has allowed us to be part of something that is global in scope and size. Well, today's theme is God Without Limits. Please receive that. Embrace that. It's God Without Limits. Whatever you're feeling right now, whatever is touching your spirit right now, you have a day before you. All of us do. There is no one or nothing larger than Him right now, because He is God without limits. He can do whatever the challenge is. He has won the victory. He has established it, that you and I can walk in it. And so we can get up facing this day, not being intimidated by what's on our plate. We can know that He is with us, and He'll never leave us or forsake us. He is God without limits. So we have to see all our circumstances, and we have to look at life through His eyes as opposed to our own. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this honor of being your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes or so. And I extend a hearty welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere, literally everywhere. So thank you for sacrificing and taking the time to tune in and join us. Well, I want to begin with a quick snappy praise report of what God has done. On yesterday, we were able to do an outreach in our community that allowed, I don't know, about 15 or so ladies to be totally screened for cancer. All of the examinations that are appropriate for a female was done, including the mammogram screening. We were honored to be partnering with the University College of Medicine and Dentistry, and they are such hard workers and committed workers, and they came up with their huge mobile vehicle with all of the equipment, and my office was scuttled and turned into an examination room. And it was great to see the ladies getting the peace of mind that they need. So I just want to give that as a praise report, because I thank God that we are able to do those things. And it was totally free to them. It did not cost them that something that would cost many, many hundreds of dollars. And not everyone is able to afford that. However, they were able to advance their health situation, whatever that is. We are going to go to prayer today, and I do want to pray. I'm going to ask you to join me as we pray for their couples that are making covenant right now. This month, this is a month many choose to be joined in wedlock, and I know that we were involved in some of that. And I want to pray for this covenant-making season. And it's so important that couples understand that they're making covenant with God and mankind as witness. So we want to lift them up, those that are above, already nailed it down, what date and all of that, and are looking forward to it, making plans, and those who are contemplating that. It's so important. My wife and I, we are in our 41st year of having that honor of making covenant, and we know it's God that keeps, it's God that preserves, it's God that's the binder. It's me, her, and the Lord in the middle. It's a threefold cord that cannot be broken. And so it hasn't and will not. So we thank God for that. So we want to go to prayer now. And if you know someone that is making matrimony this year, this month, if you know someone who has recently done it in recent times, many months ago, a year ago, or whatever, you want to lift them up in prayer. They are challenging moments, and for all kinds of reasons. Let's lift them up right now. We want God's blessing upon them. We want God's assistance on them. And God loves marriage. He's married through his son to the church, and marriage in the earth among us are designed to demonstrate his relationship with the church, how he gave himself and all those wonderful things for her. Father, we thank you for the institution of marriage and the joy and peace and love that it brings. And we thank you that you were the one that built that, that ordained that. That was not a creation by man. However, Lord, with their many distortions concerning marriage that have been invented by the distorted minds and the sinful minds of humans. And we thank you, Lord, that your word brings correction. Your word brings alignment. Your word brings the right perspective. And so we welcome your word and thank you because you're God, that you're God of all things. And so for those couples that we know and some that we don't know, Lord, that are making covenant, we pray that first they become aware that you are the designer and creator of that wonderful institution and that they must humble and submit themselves, both of them, under your headship. You are head of the husband, and the husband is head of the wife, and the wife is head over the children. There's a divine supernatural order that you've put in place that can only bring joy, peace, and happiness. It's designed for that. And so we thank you today for that. We are recognizing your plan and your purposes. Now bless them, Lord. Bless them as they join together. You're the one that joined them. And we thank you, Lord, that you demonstrated how that works on the day that you created Adam and during that period when you said that he should have a wife. And you withdrew Eve from inside of him, and she became his wife and to cherish and to hold and to live with and to share life. And we thank you, Lord, for the sharing of life, for the peace and joy that comes from what is still, even though it's under attack, the most awesome and wonderful institution in the earth after the church. So we thank you and bless your name. Now I trust that someone out there may have a prayer request that you would like to give air to. And entertain the power of agreement that exists among us today in these brief moments that we have. We would love to just agree with you, allow God to enter into that need and that situation. And your line is open, and we can hear you, everyone can hear you, and or you may have a praise report. But please take the opportunity and accept the invitation. And just let us know what's on your heart even now. Okay. We praise God. While you're contemplating what that may be, as I was in prayer before the Lord for our agenda for this program, the Lord really impressed upon me that we need to pray for healing. There are people out there right now that are suffering. Some have just discovered a dysfunction or a disease in their bodies. I know that someone just recently discovered that they had some kind of cancer. I'm not sure of all the details. So that person and that family, they're facing it. They're don't necessarily know Christ, but this is an opportunity for Christ to enter because he is the healer. And there are many, many others around the world, in our region, and to places that are far flung that need healing right now, need a divine supernatural touch. So we're going to agree and lift you up before the Lord, and I'd like you to make it personally. The scripture tells us in Isaiah that by his stripes we are healed. God designed that we would be made whole. And so, Father, we come to you, and whatever the physical issue is, it's not bigger than you. You are above, and you're on top of everything. Now, Father, we lift up these persons, these individuals to you, whatever their diagnosis and prognosis is. We want it to include healing, a divine supernatural touch. Father, relieve them right now of the oppression and depression that comes with knowing that there is something wrong in your body. Father, we speak peace to them right now. We speak peace to the level of the cell in their bodies. That those cells that you have installed in our bodies that are designed to defend and to ward off death and to stand for life, we call on them right now. We speak to those cells right now. Bring them into action. Bring them into play. We speak your energy giving life to them right now, that they would come to work and come together to turn around the disease, to turn around the dysfunction. We speak to the spirit of every individual that's right now that is listening, that's tuned in, that's suffering from some kind of ailment. We speak peace to them, knowing that you're the God of peace at all levels. And you can say, if you're listening, you can say, peace, be still. You can say, peace, be still. Knowing that that storm is under the control of the person who is Lord over the storm. And that's Jesus Christ. So right now, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to petition and stand in the gap for those that are needing healing right now from whatever disease, whatever bodily dysfunction. Right now, we speak life over them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And if you're within our listening range, and you receive that word, and you receive the healing that comes with that word, fail not to give us a praise report. You can call in if you're within our region, or you can go to the internet and go to blogtalkradio.com/maximum-radio, and you'll be dialed right in, signed right in to to our program, or you can leave a message on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever. Just let us know. It would be an encouragement to us to know that God has touched your life. Want to remind all our partners that my ongoing prayer request is for myself, and I think it's important, myself and my spouse, my wife, that you would mention us every time you sit down to eat, and you are thanking God for what He has provided. You ask Him to, you thank Him for us and ask Him to guide and protect us, and keep us strong, strengthen us, because we want to have a constant prayer shield, because we are walking the front lines as many other men and women of God are. And you know, it's a challenge and it's a battle. Of course, we have the victory, but even more so and more confidently so with all of you mentioning us just briefly in your prayer over your meals. So I trust that you're able to do that, and you are doing that. So we want to feel your prayers. We really want to do that. Again, there's an opportunity for anyone to give a praise report or lift up something in prayer, as there are so many that are on right now. Our switchboard is pretty saturated right now, so take advantage of the opportunity for all that power of agreement, all that prayer power that's existing right now.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the Christine. Are you hearing me?
Yes, you broke up just a little bit, but I can hear you, and I suppose everyone else can too.
I have a praise report, and I'll be very, very brief. I would like to thank God for a successful school year. My classroom have our end of year award party this afternoon, and we have had such a successful year with the children. Everything went well. We had no major accidents. We had a very successful report from the parents and from the administrators. So I want to thank God for this successful school year for myself and for my classroom. Also for my grandson, DJ, moving up ceremony is today. He's going up to the third grade, and he was successful. He was an A-plus student for the entire year.
Great.
And also
great.
Barry has his final today, and he's moving up to the seventh grade. So I just want to overall thank God for a successful school year for myself and my grandchildren.
That's what I'm talking about. When we can lift up God and in our hearts and our minds, in all we do, keep Him in the place where He belongs. He's Lord of us. I'd like to share with you, thank you so much, Sister Christine, for that prayer praise report that encourages our hearts to see that God is on the job all the time. He never leaves. He's a God of His. He's covenant-keeping God. He's God of His Word, and He keeps His promises, and we can rely on that. The name that we are invoking for God today in the I Am series, because He said to Moses, I am that I am, is God of multiplication and reproduction. He's the God of multiplication and reproduction. And that's taken from Genesis chapter 35 and verse 11. I think someone has an alarm going off. Yes, Genesis chapter 35 and verse 11. And that's when God spoke to Jacob. Jacob had just place called Padam Aram, and God spoke to him, and I want you to hear verbatim from the Word of God what God said. After Jacob returned from Padam Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. He's a God that visits, appears, and he's a God that blesses. And God said to him, your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel. So he named him Israel. And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number, a nation and a company of nations, hallelujah, will come from you, and kings will come from your body. Well, God is the God of multiplication and reproduction. And God wants to multiply you and cause you to reproduce. He wants to enlarge you. And so we thank God for that. This is the God that we have awakened to on this day. He's eternal. So I'm going to quickly ask you to join me in prayer right now. What we want to do is to apply that precious, powerful blood of Jesus Christ over our lives. God wants us to take possession. He wants us to have dominion. He's given that to us. It was lost in the garden. Gave it to Adam and Eve. They lost it to the adversary. Christ came, and he restored it, and he wants you and I to walk in it. Would you join me in this right now? And you can make it very personal. Where I say we, you can say we also, I. Make it personal. Let's do it this way. Let's just not use the word we right now. Let's just use the word I. I just feel moved by the Spirit of God to have us lay hold of this, take ownership because it's been given to us. And we can say this, I apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over my home, according to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 7. I apply the blood of Jesus over every door and window of my home. I apply the blood of Jesus over all the contents of my home. I apply the blood of Jesus over all who enter in and all who exits my home. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our home, for my home, and for the blood of Jesus Christ over it. I apply the blood of Jesus over me as a witness. I apply the blood of Jesus over every place that I go. I apply it every spot, every stop, every walk along the journey that you've provided for me on this day, on this week. I want to be a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. I will not hide my light under a bushel, but I will let your light, we will let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, Heavenly Father. We will give light to all those in our homes and our surroundings, according to Matthew 5:14-16. And thank you, Father, for our ministries and the blood of Jesus over them. I apply the blood of Jesus over our businesses and jobs. I apply the blood of Jesus over our finances and possessions. I apply the blood of Jesus over all our possessions. our vehicles, our homes, our land, our jobs, every single thing that we own, we apply the blood of Jesus. Everything we have and everything that we will have. Thank you, Lord, for our finances and possessions and the blood of Jesus over them. And we declare and decree that where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan cannot enter, according to Hebrews 10, 4 through 23. I confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families. Imagine that thing. Over your family. He is Lord over our families. He is Lord over our church assemblies. Imagine that. It's not the pastor is Lord. It's not the preacher that's the Lord. It's our Heavenly Father. He is Lord. He is Lord over our finances. He is Lord over our businesses. He is Lord over our jobs. He's Lord over all our possessions. Not sickness, not poverty, not debt, not problems, but Jesus is Lord over our families and our lives and where the power and presence of Jesus is. Sickness, hallelujah, poverty, problems and death can't be. Father, we believe you. Our faith is being strengthened even now. We have so many things to thank you for. So we're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven, according to Matthew 24, verse 35. That your mercy endures forever, according to Psalms 118 and verse 1. And your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Thank you, Father, for your angels and for your protection, according to Psalms 91, for your salvation, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Revelation 21 and 27, and that everyone in our households are saved, according to Acts 16 and 31. Believer, believe that. That is the word of God. That is true. And we just have 10 seconds. And I want to bless you. I want to bless you on this day. You can go forth in power and in the authority that God has given you. Every step is a step to victory. Be blessed on today. You have not only enemies, but you have great God. He is God. Amen. Over everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you, God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus loves you.
Thank you, Lord.
And more importantly, God loves you.
So we thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone.
Jesus.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. May God bless each and every one.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.